Today, on the 7th of January, 2021, I want to reflect just a moment here as we get started, because we've got a lot to cover today. On one event of January 6, 2021, that almost all of you will not know about unless you're on the Crusader Monastery prayer list, and I hope many of you will join it. All you have to do is send an email to crusadermonastery@crusadechannel.com. The host of the True Money Show, David Simpson, his baby brother, that's what I call him, even though he was a giant bear of a gentle, loving soul, a man, Robert Simpson, after a two-year, five-month battle with pancreatic cancer, died yesterday evening on the Feast of the Epiphany. The Simpson family is obviously grieving, and David is grieving as well. So say your prayers, please, for the repose of the soul of Robert Simpson and for the peace of all those that knew him, including his family. He leaves four kids and his wife Anne behind. And he's survived by, I believe, six brothers and sisters. David's surviving brothers and sisters. It's just a tragedy. The only silver, there is a lining to that, and I've been talking to David about this over the past month. We're still praying for a miracle every day that the cancer would be miraculously healed. And I think there was a miracle, because he was given 2 years and 5 months, so it did go into remission for almost a year. But as David and I had been talking about, you know, Robert manned up. He manned up. He sat his wife and his kids down. He told them what was going on, and that he's not going to be. He probably was not going to be around for much longer. And you know, he got right with God. I'm sure confession and extreme unction and the whole thing. And got a chance to tell his brothers and sisters a farewell. And as David described it to me, Mike, he's doing it. He's taking it like a man. He went out like a man. So Robert Simpson will always be remembered. I'll never forget one of the first times I met my buddy Robert, David's brother, was at a Chesterton conference in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. And Robert shows up with a Scottish overcoat on, a scarf, and a kilt. There's a picture of that out there somewhere. So I just want to dedicate this program and ask you for your prayers for the repose of the soul and for the peace of the Simpson family, for Robert Simpson, who died yesterday. Just an absolute total tragedy. But again, he manned up, and they got time to say goodbye. So it wasn't like, you know, that he was just taken from them. I know that that's not consolation, and I'm not saying that it is. So please keep David. And there it is. There's Robert the Gentle. It's in the chat room at crusadechannel.com. There's Robert the Gentle Giant with that Scottish overshirt on and that kilt. And that's his little brother. I think that's his little brother, Chris. If not, it's somebody that a friend. So I dedicate the program today and ask all your prayers for the Simpson family and for the repose of the soul of Robert. Okay. Back to the Mike Church Show here and business. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday was the last day that the Constitution of the United States and the Union that it made was actually legally in effect. It expired yesterday. It deceased. It died. It doesn't exist anymore. You are not, as a freeborn citizen of whatever state you live in, you are not required to pledge any obeisance or any allegiance to the incoming regime, and that's what it is, of Biden and Harris. Looking down the barrel of the gun, that we're staring at, for the first time since 2008 or 2009, the Democrat Party, the cult of death, which has only become larger and more menacing and more violent and more spiteful and more hateful, cult of death, now controls all the levers of power at the supposed federal level. It illegitimately, through election rigging and cheating and deceit, took the Senate in those two races. We don't know. Did they also get that Senate seat in Michigan illicitly through election fraud? I'm trying to remember, John James? How much did James lose by? A couple thousand votes? They've taken they've claimed the presidency. They claimed to have certified it yesterday. I, Michael I of Kinglandia, do not recognize this Biden regime. On my own sovereign territory, I suggest you do the same. I do not recognize this regime. It is illegitimate. It is illicit. I will recognize it as a regime, and that means it is an enemy. And it is coming for you, and it is coming for me. Let me give you the quote of the day. Here's the quote of the day. You ready? America has finally run out of the residual grace she brought from Christendom. Who said that? I'll give you 30 seconds to try and figure out who said that. I'm going to end the mystery. I said that. I was inspired by a friend who sent me a message late last night, BKB, and I made actually wrote down a little note to remind myself. That's the theme of the program today. He's right. America has run out of the residual grace she brought over from Christendom. It's over. The only grace that remains is what we can work through prayer and fasting and love and adoration of God going forward. Or for what you have already earned in that capacity. Because the residual grace that was kind of keeping, the glue that was kind of keeping this now soon to be totally disbanded, dysfunctional union together is gone. It evaporated. And by the way, see the wanton, the absolute wanton, careless, reckless, flippant resort to violence of all those who call Mordor their home. If you were on Twitter, on social media yesterday, it was an absolute horror show of incriminations against all of us. By the by, and I'm going to get into some of those, join our Crusader Stadium chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. You have to be a Founders Pass member. If you're not a Founders Pass member, sign up today. You can get 30 days for free right now. You'll be in the chat room within 3 minutes. Go to crusadechannel.com/go. And we need you to become members so we can continue the Crusade Channel 24-hour day, 7-day week radio station. And because I think that an outlet like this, which, you know, we try to build our community. We're building a community here. You could be a part of it. It's going to be desperately needed here. So, let's talk about that residual grace here. So, Mrs. O'Connell tells me during show prep this morning, she's reading this thing. She goes, I agree with this guy. This guy is right. And she goes, who's Reverend Graham? And I went, you mean like Franklin Graham? She goes, I don't think that's who it is. But, and I said, well, there's a Franklin Graham. And and anyway, she said something to me about it. I went like, if it's not Franklin Graham, I don't know who that is. And we moved on. Later, I came back to it. I read BKB's message to me last night. I went, remember. The residual grace of Christendom has evaporated. We've spent it. We blew it. Okay? We blew it. So we went back to the story, and she goes, yeah, but he's evangelical or Protestant or whatever. And I said, it doesn't matter. He could be right, and he is right. He's correct. I want to know where the Catholic priests are. Where are Catholic bishops? Do we have anyone out there that could even remotely? The only comment I saw was Blaise Supich's, cardinal or bishop or whatever he is, Blaise Supich is, we must do whatever we have to keep peace in our democracy. He's out there stumping for democracy. The least preferred of the three systems of government. Monarchy, aristocracy or oligarchy and democracy. Well, you get a full dose of democracy yesterday, people. By the way, that thing that they're going to call the election of 2020, that was democracy. Reflecting on the Senate runoff elections in Georgia, where two Democrats beat their Republican rivals, Reverend Franklin Graham said Americans need to pray for our nation because he believes God's judgment is coming. In other words, that chastisement that we've been talking about here on the Crusade Channel with many, many people and many, many guests is being teed up. The votes are in, but the election is over. I have no clue, said Graham. I guess we just have to wait and see, but I do know that we need to pray for our nation. We are in trouble. I believe God's judgment is coming, for the sins of our nation are great, and they are a stench in the nostrils of our Creator. Well put, Reverend. Well, exactly. And then there's more on this. I'm not gonna fritter with the rest of what's in this this little column here. That is precisely 60-some-odd million. No one knows the count of how many babies have been butchered, murdered, dismembered, ripped limb from their mother's wombs, harvested, put into vaccines, put into all other manner of medicine, sold by Planned Parenthood and what have you. No one knows the actual death toll. We estimate that since Roe, it's 60 million. Who knows how many it is? Who knows how many were just by Kermit Gosnell, for example. You think Kermit Gosnell was turning a sheet and going like, here, I killed this many this year. No, probably no. I know not. What about the butcher? Who was the guy, that demonic butcher in South Bend, Indiana, who was murdering so many babies that he feared that the authorities might find out about it, so he started carting the parts home, the little aborted fetuses home, started taking them home in trash bags and storing them in his house.